Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. This show is sponsored by Learning to Dance in the Rain, and they can be found on the web at learningtodanceintherain.net. And today is Thursday, May 3rd, and we are just days away from our annual Afterlife Luncheon. And before we get to talking about that, let me introduce our discussion co-hosts. We are all here. I've got Tom and Melissa Gould, and I'm Fran Ginsberg, and Bob is here in spirit tonight. He's busy working on this wonderful, the details for this annual Afterlife Luncheon. So our topic tonight is there's evidence and then there's evidence. So let's ask Tom where we would like to take our listeners' minds on this topic tonight.
Well, we're kind of thinking that we would explore some occurrences that we've noticed or seen that really cannot be described by conventional science or wisdom, and just sort of basically find out if we feel that it's a spirit communication or what. We'll leave it open. And if you want to call in, you know, our number is 1-888-627-6008. We'd love to hear of your observations as well.
Okay. Now, let's see where we're going to go with this. Should we jump right into our topic? You want to talk about Sunday a little bit first?
Well, I'm excited about Sunday.
I think everybody's excited about Sunday because we've done this before. It was a huge hit last October when we did it.
It was.
It's wonderful to bring the science and the mediumship together in a wonderful afternoon with wonderful food. All like-minded people getting together. Great questions. The questions get answered. It was just a fabulous, fabulous time. So I know, Melissa, you worked very hard on this one. You worked hard on the last one, too.
Well, it's so important. Seeing how people felt after our October event, and at all of our events, they always leave with a little bit more hope and smiles on their faces, and especially at this one, like you said, the science, and then also spirit communication. So we get a little explanation about what is occurring, because a lot of people, there's so many naysayers out there, and people, you know, what I would like to bring up right now is I'm finding more and more often people still do not know the difference between a psychic and a medium. And I know that they think they're interchangeable, or more often that when a medium is delivering communication from spirit, others will say, oh, you know, that's, she's a psychic. It's like, well, we know mediums are also psychics, but what we also know is that not all psychics are mediums. And it's really interesting how many people still do not know that distinction. And I've been asking with some of my Hugs from Heaven clients, you know, I just say, do you know the difference? And they'll shake their heads, no. So I hope our listeners and anyone coming to our event realizes this is, we're having Kim Russo. She probably can deliver psychic information, but we're primarily interested in communication with our loved ones.
Yeah, I'd like to say also to get more specific about this event, as you mentioned, if anybody out there is curious about mediumship, how mediums work, you know, how can you tell their messages are good. This is an excellent opportunity because Kim Russo is one I've seen dozens, and I mean really dozens of mediums work, and Kim is right at the top as one of the most evidential mediums I've ever seen. So she will likely dazzle and it should blow your mind if you want to come. And someone like Kim has a waiting list. I think her waiting list is 2 years if you wanted to get a reading from her by just calling up and making an appointment. So this is a good way to see firsthand for yourself. And, of course, the compliment of having Lloyd Auerbach, who is one of the premier paranormal scientists out there working. And I've read at least two of his books, which are just fascinating, and he knows the subject inside and out. He has ghost stories and a lot of great information on the different types of spirit phenomena, which should be fascinating as well. He's entertaining as well as informative. So I can't recommend this highly enough.
And I'd like to add that all of our speakers, they're both Kim and Lloyd, are published, and they will have their books there for signing. If you can't make it, visit our website. The books are up there. They're also included in most of the emails that have gone out on the event. Excellent books. Kim's is The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side, and Lloyd's newest two books, because Lloyd's got about a dozen books out there. His two newest books are Psychic Dreaming, which I know appeals to everybody who's listening, and Mind Over Matter, another great topic to be reading about. So, you know, Lloyd really does know it all.
He's amazing.
Right, and he could teach you how to bend spoons, which is our November convention, so we will talk about that at another time. But right now, we're kind of zooming in on what's going to be happening on Sunday. So the way the day is going to go is, once we get everybody in the door, we have a wonderful lunch that's being served. It's exactly the same menu as last year because we got rave reviews over the food.
It was great. It
was really, really great. So the menu's the same. You could take it from us, but the food is great. And then we're going to have a wonderful presentation from Lloyd Auerbach on ghosts, poltergeist, and... Hauntings. That's the word I was looking for. Okay, and hauntings. And he will associate how that is evidence for survival of consciousness, a.k.a. the afterlife. And when he is done, of course, the floor opens up to any questions, because I'm sure he's going to bend everybody's mind with the information he shows. And when he's done, we bring out Kim. And Kim will then do spirit communication until she just can't do it anymore. But the great thing about Kim, besides the great things that Tom mentioned about Kim, is that because she is so developed in this field, she covers a lot more ground than your average medium. So she will get to a lot more people in the room than any other medium might be able to. So that alone makes it very promising for the people who are going there, particularly because they've lost someone. We know it is the week before Mother's Day, so a lot of people will be there wanting to make a connection to their moms on the other side, and there will be moms there who have lost kids wanting to make connections to them. So if you're listening and it's not Sunday and you're not listening to an archive, this would be a great gift, a great Mother's Day gift, to be able to send somebody to this event on Sunday.
Oh, what a great idea. Last-minute gift idea.
Yeah, and a good one, too, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot to talk about, but first we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about the unseen world. So stay with us. We'll be back in a little while.
Learning to Dance in the Rain, a true story about life beyond death. When 21-year-old Maya dies in a tragic car crash, her parents begin to experience profound synchronicities, prophetic dreams, guidance from mediums, and the undeniable truth that death is not the end. Lori and Brian McDermott share their story, hoping to help others find strength and inspiration to face whatever storms life may bring. Learn more about this important book at www.learningtodanceintherain.net. That's www.learningtodanceintherain.net.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life. Before we go any further, I'm just going to give a quick update, and then we're going to jump into our first part of the topic. We want to remind our listeners, always remember to check our website, Forever Family Foundation, for events that are coming up, because sometimes things are newly posted on the event page, we don't get an email out yet, and then the seats or the opportunity is gone. We also want to remind everybody to please keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on that donation button. Because of the work we do not get the grants and funding that all traditional not-for-profits enjoy. And you can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great nonprofits. So now, let's jump in. We're talking about personal evidence. Do you think that personal evidence is more convincing than scientific evidence?
Oh, I'd say absolutely. In fact, a great majority of people discount scientific evidence, but when they experience it for themselves, they walk away different as a different person. I know my brother is a scientist. He's a medical doctor and a PhD doctor. He teaches college courses in med schools and is a researcher. So he knows about science and hypotheses and experimentation and getting the proof positive. And he was definitely not a believer in any of this sort of thing. And we sat him down when he was visiting with us and showed him a video that we had taken of a reading that Laura Lynn Jackson had done for my mother. And it was an hour-long reading. And as a scientist, he sat with an open mind and took it all in. And at the end of it, he had tears rolling down his face. And he said, you know, there's really no other explanation than we were actually getting a communication from my dad at the time. So, and now he's a believer. Now he said, my dad... you know, a lot of people have a number, and his number was 141, and many instances of it throughout his life and even afterwards. And now I'll get, when my brother's first grandchild was born, he was in the middle of actually doing some testing at a lab, and he got the call and finished up what he was doing and was heading out to the hospital, looked up at the clock on the wall and said it was 1:41, and he immediately thought of my dad and knew that my dad was with him to experience the birth of that child. So, it changed his life. It changed his life. Changed my mom's life as well. You wouldn't really know it from me, but I come from a long line of Republicans and very conservative, church-going people, and they didn't want to be hearing about this sort of thing, and so my mom was a bit skeptical as well. But when my father passed away, she spent a good 6-7 months at least, if not even a year, not wanting to do anything, just wanting him back, basically, is what she wanted, because she didn't believe that if she left, she'd be reunited.
Sure, right.
So we took her to a night of mediums that the Forever Family Foundation hosted, and that was where we would have a dinner, and there'd be 10 tables, and each table had a medium at the table, and after the meal went around and read at each person at the table individually. And she had such a dazzling reading with information that couldn't possibly be found out on Google or anything like that. And the very next day, she was a different person. She believed that she would meet up with my dad again, and was able to enjoy her friends and her family and her life, and lived another 7 years, a full life. And even more so when she was just weeks away from passing away. She had gotten a diagnosis of leukemia, and she wasn't told, but I was told that she really had 2 weeks to live. She ended up lasting 6, but she was excited because she knew, okay, now I'm gonna get back together with Dad. And we even had Laura Lynn come in and give her one last reading, and she was telling her, well, he's waiting for you. He's got a big party planned. He's practicing his dance moves, and I think more than anything, I mean, it was a dazzle moment for me, certainly, because it just made me realize the value of what the Forever Family Foundation has done for people, to give them literally a new lease on life, and to go to your final reward without fear. I mean, it's just remarkable. I tell the skeptics and the people who say, yeah, it's bunk, and I say, okay, you go to a therapist and you lay down how much money and you go every week, and you know, how many years is it going to take you to get to a spot where you feel that way about dying and your life in general, that you know one sitting with a great medium does for you overnight? It's just, you know, bunk or no bunk, it's doing wonders for people, and ends justify the means. I don't know. I mean, I of course have seen enough evidence that I know it's real, but for those who don't think it's real, the results are real.
That is very true, and I think that you just hit the nail on the head. The single most important thing that all of this research and all of this evidence shows us is that we were not meant to fear death. Right. It's just part of a cycle, and of course reincarnation research shows us that we do come back. But more importantly, this near-death experience research shows us time and time again that people have died, have been resuscitated, and consistently talk about the same stuff.
Yeah.
So that alone, and that's even more important. People who have had those near-death experiences come back changed people.
Yeah.
They're never the same. And I think that's almost a gauge in how to tell the difference between somebody who's really had a near-death experience and somebody who's kind of thinking maybe they did.
Yeah. That's interesting, because we had an event at a local college, CW Post, with Kim Russo, as a matter of fact. And I was out in the lobby at the merchandise table, and one of the custodians for the university came over to me, and he's looking around. Well, what do you guys do? Oh, you did. And he says, yeah, can I tell you something? I said, sure. And he told me the story that he was sitting on a porch with his father, and something happened. I can't remember all the details, but he was knocked unconscious. And as soon as he was unconscious, he said, it was incredible. All of a sudden, it was just amazingly beautiful. And I saw my dog, my childhood dog, coming running across the field. And I felt this beautiful feeling, this love. And the next thing you know, I'm getting slapped in the face. And my father's like bringing me back. And I'm like, no, I like it there. I don't want to go back there. And I've heard this told that a lot of people who experience a near-death experience don't want to come back.
Right.
That it's much, you know, when they say you've gone to a better place, it really is a better place.
Right. And I think it's a whole package deal. It's not that it's just a better place. Like I think when materialist minds that most people have in this physical world think of a better place, they say, oh, so I have a Maserati and I live in a mansion and I do. It's not material. It's a sensation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of that you cannot experience here in the physical world, of being, of knowing that everything is wonderful and well and good and positive. And again, you know, like when you were telling the story about your dad getting ready for your mom and he's practicing his dance moves. We hear this story over and over again where people who were so old, they were wheelchair-bound before they passed, and then when they come through the medium, they're talking about they're dancing again.
Yes.
And they're walking again, because there is no no illness there. We don't have the confines there that we have in the physical world. So we are able then to actually be in the moment and to actually take in what the other side has to offer, which is nothing like what the physical world is here.
Yeah, and one other thing to throw in there, because I used the better place, the Gondwana better place, and yeah, well, where is this place? What does it look like? The place is here. They're here. I mean, they're right. They're standing right next to you if they want to, or they're going back 50 years to stand next to you and, you know, see what was happening when they were kids, or they're going into the future, or they're going to another planet. But it's still this, it's this realm. It's not like heaven is a different place entirely. It's here. And what is heavenly about it is, as you say, is you just, time and time again, I hear accounts that it's just, you're overwhelmed with a feeling of love, of how loved you are. You're part of a great universal energy of love,
which explains why nobody wants to come back.
Exactly.
So then why do they come back? And more often than not, they have been told that it's not their time, which
the
then brings us to the next topic.
Made a contract. Yeah.
Right.
Contract says you're here for another 20 years. Get back.
Do we have a purpose? Do we have a purpose here when we incarnate into the physical world that brings us back if we happen to cross over at the wrong time?
I think so. I mean, we do hear about that you make a... Well, I use the word contract because they use that a lot. That you contract to come to the physical world, and you have, well, why? Why are you going to go there? Well, I need to learn this, or I need to brush up in this, or I'm needed to help out with somebody else. I mean, old souls will come back and maybe be put into a family where it's a sibling or a parent that needs help finding their way, and you can go back to the physical world to help out in that regard.
And I don't think it maybe has to be a big thing, because I shared that story, the gentleman who was in a college dorm and the dorm caught on fire and he found himself out on the lawn and there was no real explanation how he escaped this burning building. And then he had this realization, well, maybe, you know, I'm meant to do something great. But it doesn't have to be great, like discovering a cure for cancer. It could be that needed part, needed in somebody's life, a word with somebody that changed the direction of their life. So it can be big or small.
And I've been often said that it doesn't have to be anything weighty necessarily. This could be Six Flags Great Adventure or Disney World. I'm going to go back to the physical because I can have fun. Let's have as much fun I can have. So you go back for the fun.
That's a good point. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I'm here. I'm certainly having a lot of fun.
I was just going to say, are you having fun yet?
I am. I haven't stopped.
But you see, that's good. And I think that when you talk to all these spiritual gurus, you know, that's what they talk, you know, be in the moment, be about yourself, don't get bogged down with material things, having to make enough money to buy X, Y, and Z, and you know, we unfortunately live in a world where money is the exchange rate. If you don't have it, you have a hard time surviving. But if you can find a way, like you did, Tom, to have a good time, enjoy life, and take all of the wonderful things it has to offer, then you've fulfilled your purpose here.
Yeah.
You've fulfilled it because, like Melissa said, what you're doing here is not a predetermined great thing. I think that's like Hollywood movie stuff, like, oh, this person incarnated because they were going to become the next president of the United States. They incarnated, and it was that simple butterfly effect. They did something that affected another person, that affected another person, that made some change that stopped climate disasters.
Yeah.
So we don't know what it's going to be. But I think if we do turn our attentions inward to our inner selves and taking care of our inner selves and being in commune with the universe the way we were before we had all this material stuff, I think we all can band together and make the world a better place. So enough of me lecturing. let me go on with the next question. So how do you determine if a particular sign or communication from the other side is truly significant and not just something you wish for?
Can I have a light answer before you get into a heavy answer?
Go ahead.
All right. This is very light, and this is just something that popped into my head today. And it really is just total nonsense in my head, but I'll give you this example. I have been driving over to visit my mother every weekday afternoon, and I take a particular route, and I happen to pass this property, a home, along the side of the road, where after a storm, a branch must have fallen from a tree and impaled itself in the center of the yard, sort of at an angle. It's a log. It's log-sized. It has nothing growing from it. It literally, you know, chopped in on one end, stuck in at a 45-degree angle into the lawn. And every time I drive by, I've been thinking, why don't they take that out? I told my mother about it. She goes, well, maybe it's too heavy. I noticed over the years of making this same route that it's an older couple, but today I noticed the lawn was mowed, so whoever mowed the lawn went around this log. And I was even thinking, well, I should just stop one day and yank it out for them. But then it occurred to me today, maybe they took it as a sign. Maybe when they woke up and saw that in their yard, who knows? Maybe that was really significant to them because it's still there. So anyway, that's my interpretation of what a sign could be.
Well, I like that because it leads into an example that sort of, significant or not, I'm one of the people who still likes to mow my own lawn. And one day, I was mowing the lawn, and I saw a feather sticking straight up the lawn. And I'd never seen that before in all my years of mowing the lawn. The feather, sure, you've seen feathers laying on the lawn, but stuck into the lawn, standing straight up. And I thought, that must be a sign, you know. And so, and then I'd say, hi, Dad. I guess my mom was still alive at the time. And so I said hi to my dad, and I mowed right over it.
Well,
yeah, exactly. And then after I'm walking a bit, you know, just stop and turn off the mower and pick it up, you know. So I thought, well, here I am. I got this sign, and I mowed right over it, you know. And then, like a little voice in my head, I'm having a little argument with myself and says, well, no, it's not the thing that's important. It's that you know that it was a sign. That's important.
Right.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that must be it. And then I turn the corner, and there's another one. Sticking straight out. That one I saved. But talk about significant, that was showing me, that was teaching me that, you know, what a sign is, and it's significant to know that it's, as you say, I mean, these people left this sign there. Okay, that's one thing. I have heard, you know, people talk about, oh, they had this, there was a reading a medium did, and from a woman who had lost her brother, and she had a bracelet that when she went to She was in a different state. The brother had died in a motorcycle accident. She went to the state to handle the affairs. And for some reason, she bought a bracelet, a beaded bracelet. And then in a reading from a medium said that, you know, and she's not one to buy that sort of thing, but for some reason she had to have it. And then a medium told her that your brother, you know, wanted you to have that, and that's why you bought that, and he was there with you. So it was very important to her, and here I am sitting in another medium reading, and she goes, and I'm thinking, if something ever happened to that bracelet, I'd be, you know, lost. And to which the medium said, no, your brother wants you to know that it's, you know, it's not that important, the bracelet itself. It's the fact that you know that it's me that's with you. So signs are wonderful, of course, if you recognize them and that. But again, don't latch on to them. You know, don't make it the sign that's important. The thing is not important. It's the communication that's important. It's the energy that's important. Again, material things really don't matter in that sense. So if you talk about signs being significant, it's the fact that you get a sign is significant. The sign itself is not significant.
And then you give your loved ones a hello and acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
And go on your way.
And that's very important for people who say, well, I never get a sign or anything. You know, maybe you get them, but you're not. You're looking for something bigger. Again, use my mother as an example. She was sitting in her chair, sort of napping, and she woke up, and my dad was kneeling by the side of her chair, as clear as could be. And so that was a very significant sign. And you know, her response is, "Well, I'd like to see him come back again."
And why not? That
of course
is exactly.
You'd love to
it's
see
never
him.
Enough. It's never
is,
enough.
I still
but I think that's a great story. And with that, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the unseen world. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Learning to Dance in the Rain, a true story about life beyond death. When 21-year-old Maya dies in a tragic car crash, her parents begin to experience profound synchronicities, prophetic dreams, guidance from mediums, and the undeniable truth that death is not the end. Lori and Brian McDermott share their story, hoping to help others find strength and inspiration to face whatever storms life may bring. Learn more about this important book at www.learningtodanceintherain.net. That's www.learningtodanceintherain.net.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation. at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Fabulous people. This is Dee Wallace, and I would like to invite you to join me on my Sunday show, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Conscious Creation. I would also like you to visit my website, iamdeewallace.com, for the latest and the greatest information on truly how to create the life and get the life you want. No namby-pamby. Bring the spiritual and the scientific together. We are doing absolutely amazing work in the pioneering of the new understanding of how to create your life consciously. IamDeeWallace.com. It will take you right to the Sunday show if you click on the Sunday show. Conscious Creation, 9 a.m. Sundays Pacific Standard Time. I so look forward to being with you and sharing with you this channeled, amazing creation information that is literally in the moment of our energy. See you there.
Sight and sound, eyes roll up as the airstrikes come down to wash you clean of all your sorrow. So head for the coast and trace the contrails home. Let the warmest wind blow the flesh from your bones and fire them out beyond the rock pools. Mm-hmm. reflecting white and gold, diving down with the firestorm aglow. Up behind the foam flotsam.
Welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We are talking about there's evidence and then there's evidence.
Yes.
And we're going to continue with our conversation, but I do want to update our listeners on the actual events that are coming up. On May 12th, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern and from 11 to noon Pacific, because it's an online meeting, we have the Visionary Explorers Group. And also on May 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the Afterlife Discussion Group meeting in Miami, Florida. Our Afterlife Luncheon that we spoke about, this is a reminder, is this Sunday on May 6th. It is an all-day event with two people who do have all of the answers. Lloyd Auerbach, one of the world's leading parapsychologists and respected expert on ghost hauntings and poltergeist phenomena, teams up with Forever Family Foundation certified medium Kim Russo. She's the star of the TV series The Haunting Of, and she will connect with those in spirit who will then lead her to their loved ones in the audience. Plan to be at the Long Island Huntington Hilton in Melville, New York for this five-hour event, which includes raffle prizes and a scrumptious luncheon. Our next webinar set is Synesthesia and the Phenomenon of Near-Death and Out-of-Body Experiences, presented by Maureen Seberg, and that's on Wednesday, June 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern, streaming live on your computer, complete with live question and answer period. All webinars are $6 for members and $12 for non-members. If you haven't already signed up now for this summer's grief retreat in Chester, Connecticut, the weekend of August 17th through 19th, this very meaningful event is limited to only 50 attendees who will spend an inspiring weekend with Carla Wills Brandon and Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Joe Peretta, Angelina Diana, and Amy Utzman. And you can also sign up now for our special weekend in Fort Myers, Florida, this coming November 9th through 11th, when our social network feature, Mediums Behind the Scenes, goes live at our Afterlife Explorers and Mediumship Convention. So that's it on the update on events. Now, let's go on with our discussion. So, doesn't it all depend upon the interpretation of the person getting the sign? In other words, some might see a penny and are convinced it's a sign, and for others, a penny would be an inconsequential event.
Yeah, I think... I'm hearing a footstep.
I'm hearing an inconsequential event.
Oh.
it's the guy we've been talking about.
Oh, we're on the air talking about you, Lloyd.
Lloyd Auerbach has come right into the studio. Along with Bob.
Bob, the guy who used to be the host of this show.
Sure.
We don't need you at all.
One night, I lose my job.
Well, we're live right now. So
yeah, we are live on the air.
We are live. So how about jumping right in, Lloyd, Bob?
And with what?
With what? We are talking about there's evidence and then there's evidence. That's our topic.
And right now, in the eye of the beholder, if you see a penny and you think, well, there's a penny greeting from my loved one, or is it just a penny?
Well, you know, everybody's perceptions are different, and unfortunately it depends on the background people are coming from. Even in my field in parapsychology, where there's a lot of people in the field who believe in the living agent hypothesis, the idea that it's all from living people, all the ESP, or from sources. If they're coming from a materialist perspective, philosophy, personally, they will not consider survival evidence as evidence of survival. They can't, because it doesn't fit their mindset. They've got those barriers up. It's almost a cultural thing for them. And on the other hand, people on the survival side sometimes can't consider that some cases might actually not be survival. They might be ESP of living sources or just with involving the living.
And I'd like to throw in the people who think, oh, there's a penny, it's a sign from my loved one, and you're thinking about your loved one. Isn't that enough? Isn't there the thought that you're now connecting that way, that you're thinking fondly?
You know, there's personal evidence and things that you experience that help you, that whether it's what we would consider psychic or survival-related or paranormal, or just, you know, just happens. And if that helps you with your daily life, that's okay.
I think, yeah, I agree with that totally. But then there, I guess, you're taking it to the next level. Sometimes these signs come in groups or at a specific time where you really can't think of anything other. For example, the day my father died, my mother got the word, and she called me on the phone. Unfortunately, I only lived 5 minutes away. I jump in my car, turn it on. The very first song that comes on is Mary Wells singing My Guy. Nothing you can say to take me away from My Guy. And so from that point on, I can't hear that song without thinking of my dad.
Sure.
I just recently saw a medium in a group setting, and I went up to talk to the medium afterwards, and she looked and she said, your father's here. And I said, yeah, he's got a very strong spirit. I wasn't looking for a reading, but, you know, it was nice to hear. Then Melissa and I went out to the parking lot, got in the car, turned it on. What's playing? My God.
Yeah,
that is a sign that, sure, if it was any other day, you'd be getting My Guy on the radio.
Right.
But the fact that she just talked about my dad,
it was meaningful.
And there.
Yeah.
I, when we talk about, you know, signs, and of course it's very personal to people. Everybody may seem insignificant to one person, and it's meaningful to another. But what do we do with mediums? With mediums, they give a lot of information, and we evaluate the evidence, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that are in deep grief that go to a medium, and no matter what the medium says, they'll make that fit. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're not objective about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think we should think of signs the same way. We should be able to step back and evaluate them. You know, are there any other explanations? I mean, Lloyd's been doing it for decades already with the paranormal, ghost hunting and things. I mean, he goes into a home. Sometimes the phenomena are obvious, but he looks for underlying causes. You know, maybe there is something in the house that's producing that stuff. So, I always think it's a mistake to take every single thing as a communication, because it dilutes from the things that truly are.
Right, right. And if you know, if there is the spirit of your father or someone else is around, they're probably sitting up there going, what are you, an idiot? I did not do that. I actually had a really interesting case with an apparition with a ghost years and years ago when I was working with a medium named Annette Martin. And Annette and I went in on a case, and what had happened was this family had moved into a house, and there was a guy that kept popping up and freaking out the kids and freaking out the whole family. And the night before we got there, the kids were very young. I think they were preschoolers, around that age, and the parents were taking the kids up to put them to bed upstairs, and apparently the apparition appeared at the top of the stairs and was trying to tell them something. That's what it looked like, and they tried not to listen generally, but the husband got so freaked out that he turned around and ran into a wall and knocked himself silly.
Oh, my goodness.
And he fell on the ground, and the wife told me that the kids looked at him and laughed. It was almost like a cartoon. They expected to see little Tweety birds flying around his head. And the ghost looked horrified. So he woke up. He really was knocked out. He just was groggy. He said, "The ghost threw me into a wall. The ghost threw me into the wall." And the kids looked at him, and one of the kids said, "Daddy, you're crazy." He's upset too. They weren't actually afraid of the ghost at that point. That was actually the perfect thing to happen at that point. But they get blamed for a lot of stuff they have nothing to do with.
Yeah. And Tom.
It's funny you should mention that the spirit is saying, "You idiot," because I we were at a conference and doing our radio show kind of semi-live with a studio audience, and that I was helping with the technical end. But halfway through, the medium turned to me and said, "Oh, I've got somebody coming through for you." And I was caught by surprise, which a lot of people in our audience will know that if you go to a medium, you really should record it or write it down, because you will be caught by surprise. You'll expect somebody else, and somebody will come through. And if you don't write it down, you'll miss it. But and one of the there were two mediums at the time. The other medium was Janet Mayer, and she said, "He keeps showing me the hat and the pipe, you know, like Sherlock Holmes." And then it wasn't until a day or two later that I realized who the spirit was, and that Janet was telling me, he's going, "Figure it out, Sherlock, I guess it's me." And then I went, "Oh, that's right."
That can be pretty inventive, huh? You know, it's funny, I think there's some telepathy going on, because knowing I wasn't going to be here, I wrote down some talking points, you know, like for Fran. And one of the things I wrote was just what Lloyd said, you know, that sometimes you think that our deceased loved ones are laughing at us, saying, you know, basically, you know, I work really hard, you know, sending you powerful signs.
Right.
You think that butterfly is for me?
They don't look at the powerful stuff. They don't pick up on it. It's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
So I think we are at the end of our hour.
I think we wrapped up talking about Sunday's event, but of course Lloyd's going to be there with us, so that's going to be wonderful.
Right, and everybody who's listening now and who might listen to this archive before Sunday should run out and get on the computer, get yourself a seat, or buy a seat at the door if there are any left, and remember, it makes a great Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is next week. So now we just want to ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Michael Tim, Glenna Irwin, Diane Archangel, Ed O'Brien, Evelyn Ingram, Angelina Diana, and Robin Murray. Now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.